The Ontario government is investing $90 million over 3 years with a new addictions recovery fund to expand addiction services and increase the number of treatment beds across the province. That means more beds and more expansion of services at Cambridge's House of Friendship Addiction Treatment Centre. This funding will help Ontarians access enhanced specialized services for mental health and addictions treatment, including those living in rural, northern, and Indigenous communities. Before and during this pandemic, there has been a growing need of high-quality addiction care across the province, said Michael Thibeault, Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions at an announcement in Cambridge on Friday morning. This historic investment is an important step forward to protect our progress in our fight against COVID-19 and ensuring that individuals and families in every corner of the province have reliable access to the help they expect and deserve. The House of Friendship Addiction Treatment Centre in Cambridge is thrilled with the announcement made on Friday. The centre will receive $116,800 until the end of this fiscal year in April, and an additional $233,600 for the next 2 years, until the end of 2024. The funding will also open 4 more beds at the Concession Road facility. The building we stand in today opened 2 years ago and represents that vision realized. I know this is a vision that is close to Minister Thibeault's heart. And we feel so privileged that his ongoing commitment and advocacy has brought him here today for this important announcement, said Tara Groves Taylor, Addiction Services Director at the House of Friendship. At House of Friendship, we offer a continuum of services, as what is often characterized as being the most difficult time in people's lives. Whether people are considering a change or trying to support a loved one, we can walk with them on their journey. Thibeault said the fund will be immediately expanded and will have specialized services aimed at addictions treatment to help fill urgent gaps that exist in care. A heartfelt thank you to everyone at the House of Friendship for all that you do to support the most vulnerable communities for those people in Waterloo Region. Our government continues to support the tremendous efforts of our community partners as we did last month when my colleague, MPP Mike Harris, announced $8.5 million to help the House of Friendship create a new shelter to provide emergency housing and wraparound services to people experiencing homelessness in the region. Our government is committed in supporting those most vulnerable citizens, which includes those with addictions challenges. This is an issue that I have a very close and personal connection to, Thibeault said. This is an important step forward helping to ensure that individuals and families across the province have targeted reliable access to high-quality recovery-oriented mental health and addiction supports and services. These investments will support 396 new addiction treatment beds for Ontarians who need intensive support, helping to stabilize and support approximately 7,500 clients each year. The fund is aimed to ensure high-quality supports to meet unique needs and have opportunities for treatment and recovery as close to home as possible. This is acknowledging that the mental health and addiction crisis we are finding ourselves in is serious. These added resources will truly save lives and change lives. We are hopefully beginning to move on from the pandemic, but the impact on mental health and addiction will likely continue for years, Groves Taylor said. Our residential services at House of Friendship began over 40 years ago. We wanted to provide residential services in a more comfortable and a dignified place where people could come to heal and where we could expand access to programming. For us here at the House of Friendship and for our valued community partners, this investment into residential services will strengthen our pre-imposed treatment pathways, add additional residential beds, and allow for research and evidence-based practice along with increased community collaboration. It will also enable us to focus on equitable and diverse services that will include everyone who needs support and can find a place of belonging here with us. After living with addiction and eventually experiencing homelessness, Clarence Kashaji from Waterloo Region connected with the House of Friendship and had enrolled in the 7-month residential program. It changed my life, Kashaji said. I went back to school and now I help those vulnerable and who struggle with addiction and mental health. Today, Kashaji works as an Aboriginal Services Coordinator at Conestoga College and is the founder of Crow Shield Lodge, which is focused on land-based teaching and healing. Today's funding announcement is about so much more than additional beds for residential addiction treatment in Waterloo Region. It's about lives that are going to be made better as a result. Knowing that the support we're receiving today is also part of a larger plan to provide more addiction treatment options throughout the province is even better, Groves Taylor said. We know and have seen that the need is great and continues to grow. With this funding, we also know there will be help, and that is incredible news.